Story 3, The Gingerbread Boy. Once upon a time, there lived a little old man with his little old wife in a little old house in the woods. They were very happy, but they had no children, and they did want a little boy of their own. One morning, when the little old woman was baking gingerbread, she chuckled to herself and said, "I'll make my little old man a gingerbread boy." So she took a piece of spicy dough, and she rolled it out smooth, and she cut it out in the shape of a fine gingerbread boy. She gave him raisins for eyes, and a wide smiling mouth. And down the front of his jacket, she put a row of currant buttons. Then, with a little pat, she dropped him into the hot oven. When she thought the gingerbread boy should be baked clean, though. The little old woman, still chuckling to herself, opened the door to peek in, but before she had time to put a finger on him, the gingerbread boy hopped right out of the oven, skipped through the kitchen floor, and ran down the path to the woods. The little old woman ran after him, calling, "Come back, come back," but the gingerbread boy only laughed and cried out, "Run, run as fast as you can, you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man." He was right, the little old woman could not catch him. The little old man saw the gingerbread boy run past the little old woman after him. "Come back, come back," he yelled, but the gingerbread boy only laughed and cried out, "Run, run as fast as you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. I've run away from the little old woman, and I can run away from you too. I can." Then into the woods he dashed. A plump bunny, nibbling greens at the edge of the woods, looked up at the gingerbread man ran past, and his bunny nose quivered hungrily. "Come back, come back," he called, but the gingerbread boy only laughed and cried out, "Run, run as fast as you can, you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. I've run away from the little old woman and the little old man. I can run away from you too. I can. The bunny hopped on as fast as he could, but he could not catch up to him either. So the gingerbread boy ran on deeper into the woods. A fuzzy bear cub, sniffing for honey, looked up as he passed, as his little red tongue flipped out hungrily. "Come back, come back," he called, but the gingerbread boy only laughed and cried out, "Run, run as fast as you can, you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. I've run away from the little old woman and the little old man and the bunny, and I can run from you too, I can. The bear cub scrambled along as fast as he could, but he could not catch him, so the gingerbread boy ran into the deep woods. A fox peeked out of its hiding as he passed, and his sharp eyes shone hungrily. "Watch out, gingerbread boy," he called. The gingerbread boy only laughed and cried out, "Run, run as fast as you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. I've run away from the little old woman and the little old man, a bunny and a bear, and I can run from you too, I can. But the fox didn't run after him. He said sweetly, "I don't want to catch you, gingerbread boy, but there is a river just ahead, and I will give you a ride across on my tail if you like." So the little old woman and the little old man and the plump bunny and the fuzzy bear will then be able to catch you. The gingerbread boy looked at the river ahead. He looked at the woods behind. Then he looked at the fox. "Kind fox, since your tail is so far from your mouth, I will accept the ride," he decided. So he hopped onto the fox's tail, and the fox started across the river. As the water grew deeper, he called to the gingerbread boy, "Hop on my back or you will get wet." So the gingerbread hopped onto the fox's back, and they went on. Then the water still got deep enough, and the fox called out, "Hop onto my head or you will get wet." So the gingerbread boy hopped up onto the fox's head. Suddenly the sly fox flipped his head and opened his mouth, and in popped the gingerbread boy. And that was the end of the gingerbread boy. The end.